Justin, you're here in Edmonton today as a judge for the IGM workshop. What is it that you're looking for with these students who are coming up with these various projects in synthetic biology?
I guess there's several different things that I'm looking for. So I am very interested in entrepreneurship. And so one of the things I've got my eye on is how these ideas can be translated into products and how we can begin to create a bigger bioindustry in Alberta. Another thing is just looking at team dynamics. One thing that's lacking in Canadian education in general, I don't want to necessarily generalize this completely because some institutions are different, but the idea of interdisciplinary research. And IGEM really, it brings this together. You have students who are computer scientists working with biologists, working with chemists, working with business folks. And so I like to see how these different disciplines meld together to create these projects. So I think that's what I'm most excited about.
And do you see that with the teams that presented today?
Definitely. These were really, really great projects. And it's been interesting to watch IGEM evolve over the years and how the projects are getting far more complex and how art is being brought into these projects, because I think that's very important as well, keeping the scientific realm, but also introducing artistic ways to represent these different processes we're dealing with, so we can have, I guess it's a completely different niche of understanding of these processes.
Well, you were actually in this position yourself a few years ago, being a member of an IGEM team. What was your IGEM team's project?
Yeah, so this was in 2007, and our team name was the Butanerds, and our slogan was "Save the ethanol for drinking." Essentially, we were our argument was that the ethanol bioeconomy is not sustainable. Right? So there are a lot of issues, and I don't want to get into that now, but we are focusing on butanol, an alternative biofuel, which we theorize would be a lot better for world infrastructure and all these other things. And it turns out there are several big companies now who are starting to develop butanol biofuels, and so I think our media campaign may have helped push governing bodies to invest in this area, which is really exciting.
For yourself, then, having gone through this, what did you learn from it? What sort of doors did it open for you?
Well, synthetic biology in general and IGEM was a tool for myself and a lot of other people to understand synthetic biology. We came away with the take-home message that biology can be done a lot more simply and a lot more quickly than classical nature of biology in general. So just coming out with the idea that we could make real solutions to problems over a period of months or a few years rather than decades blows my mind. And so that's one side of it. The other thing is just the things we can create using biological systems. The solutions are so powerful, and it all comes back to integrating back into the biosphere. So I have this idea, and maybe it's not a new one, but about 2.5 million years ago, the first hominin species, if you believe in evolution, created this amazing technology where they took one rock and they carved another rock with that rock. And then we had this piece of technology which was very useful, and now we have evolved to these giant factories which are creating very useful chemicals and these sorts of things. But essentially we've externalized ourselves from the biosphere. Right? So we as human beings, we don't really see ourselves as organisms, and we are. And I think synthetic biology is a way to reintegrate into the biosphere. So making systems that are eco-friendly rather than pollutants and contaminants. And so I'm very fascinated by this.
Now, you are a judge, so what are your words of advice to the students today?
My words of advice are, I think, just finish up what they're doing, work your butts off, and finish up these projects, because there's a lot of good work that has been done, and there's some tidying up that needs to be completed, but I think the projects are great, and they just need to push until the IGEM competition in November.
Now, for you, you're just heading off to Cambridge so that you can work on your PhD. But you have quite a very interesting background, and I understand that you actually come from Driftpile.
Yeah, so I grew up off reserve, but I have strong ties to the Driftpile Reserve.
Well, what is your heritage, your Aboriginal heritage?
Yeah, so I'm a status Indian, so the heritage is Cree. My grandmother, she grew up on the Driftpile Reserve, and she left a number of decades back. And so I haven't grown up on the reserve, but again, I have these close ties to the reserve, and I have this goal to really change the economic position on reserves. And essentially, we have a commodity-based economy rolling right now where the capital that is used to run these reserves comes from lumber, or it comes from oil, or it comes from minerals. And it seems as though it's kind of counterintuitive with Aboriginal philosophy. And it would be nice to use different technologies, change these economies, so we can have this closed circle of life, essentially, where we can sustain ourselves on the global scale, or even the national scale, because right now there's a fairly large inequality of standard of living and that sort of thing between Aboriginal reserves and the rest of Canada. And so that's kind of where I want to take Aboriginal communities.
What is it that interested you in the sciences?
I think when I was really young, as a typical kid, I wanted to be a doctor. And I grew up on a small farm, and I didn't study so much, but I just decided, okay, biology is somewhat interesting. I attended some biology classes in university, and I just had this aha moment about halfway through my undergraduate degree where I just became infatuated with the idea of using biological parts to engineer systems. Just understanding that we are machines. Like, our cells are these little machines, and they have these little molecular devices within them that interact, and they have these really cool functions. Being able to use those functions for something useful just fascinates me. And so from then on, I've been sucked into bioengineering, and specifically synthetic biology.
Do you see yourself as being essentially a bridge between Aboriginal philosophy and Western science?
I do. That's sort of what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to increase the wealth generation in Aboriginal reserves, and also bring the way we run business and run industries, bring it back to sort of the natural path in which the world used to be governed by. And it's kind of a grand goal, and it's going to take decades, if not another century, to do this. But I think we have to start somewhere, and we just have to begin to realize that this is the only way we're going to have a sustainable environment globally. We've all heard of this climate change phenomenon, which may or may not be true, but regardless, we can invent the future, right? Let's say climate change is true, we can begin to prevent that right now, and we can do it by innovating and expanding our economies, so why not? I think it's a holistic goal.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you.